Round three of the 2009 VFL season sees the Casey Radio team venture out to NAB Oval here in Preston to cover the match between the Northern Bull Ants and Port Melbourne. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Tristan Fernando. I'll be leading the way here for the commentary team, calling alongside Kane Pollard with Eddie Sadler and Nick Nikolovsky on special comments. These two sides, slightly contrasting starts to the 2009 season. Port Melbourne, 2-0. They've started the season nicely. Northern Bull Ants, on the other hand, they're 1-1. They went down last week to Box Hill, and they'll be looking to bounce back in front of the home crowd. I'll waste no further time in introducing the special comments man. Casey Radio's Director of Sport, Kane Pollard, has just gone for a walk downstairs to fetch the team list, so we'll have them when we get them. But a very good afternoon to you, Eddie Sadler and Nick Nikolovsky.
Yeah, thanks, Tristan. Good to be here on what is a special day on the Australian calendar, and good to be at the footy.
That it is, and I suppose it's probably correct that we do mention it off the top. It's great to have such a celebration of football on Anzac Day, but it's a great day for Australia, arguably our most important on the calendar.
Absolutely, yeah.
And in recent times, Nick, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, Tristan. Eddie and Cameron.
Just try and get some volume on your mic there, Nick. We'll try that again.
How's that, Jim?
I'm struggling slightly there, but Anzac Day, I'll talk to you while we sort out the problems with Nick's mic, Eddie. Anzac Day, in recent years, it's become a real traditional day. A lot of the youngsters are learning so much more about it, and it's just become a fantastic day on the calendar where we remember what those gone before us have done for this country to make this country what we have today.
Absolutely right, and it's made it a really special day. And I suppose coming to the footy and doing those sort of things, we're celebrating aspects of Australian life that on most days we take for granted.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And good to see the VFL this year as well. Two matches, of course, the traditional Coburg and Box Hill match being played as well. This year, see the second game, Northern Bull Ants taking on Port Melbourne. So the game's played over 2 days this weekend, and it's good to have two games on Anzac Day. Nick Nikolovsky will try you now.
Take two.
Yeah, I think it was about take 50 by the end of that. Welcome to the coverage.
Yeah, definitely. Good afternoon to our listeners and you guys in the box here. Yeah, just looking forward to it today, Anzac Day, a very special day. As you said, I think it has taken over most of public holidays this year. It has definitely become the most important day of our calendar here. And yeah, hopefully the players today show up to play and, you know, just pay their respects to those that have gone.
Yeah, that's exactly right. For those interested in the reserve score, I can tell you that the Northern Bull Ants hold a 15-point lead as we enter the second term. Northern Bull Ants, 11-8-74, leading the Borough, 8-11-59. We'll keep you updated with that score throughout the course of our coverage. If you'd like to be a part of our match day preview, give us an SMS. 0424-438-415 is the VFL SMS talk line. Have your say. Ask us a question. Ask Eddie and Nick the hard questions. They'll try their best to answer them. And more often not, they'll get them right. Boys, let's not waste any time. Let's get straight into action here at Preston. These two sides, Port Melbourne, a lot was said about their losses over the pre-season, particularly they lost an experienced backman in Luke Livingston. David Spriggs left the club. And a real cult hero around the football club as well was Luke Cotchett. He went to play in the Eastern Football League. They've shown no ill effects of losing those players, and they've got the season off to a beautiful start.
Yeah, absolutely right there, Tristan. Two from two, so you really couldn't ask for a better start than that, could you?
No, absolutely. And interesting to see their coach during the week. So much was talked about Dennis Pagan's comments last week in light of Terry Wallace and his troubles with Richmond after they went down to Melbourne. Gary Ayres threw his hat in the ring.
Well, of course, you're going to boast your own boats, and good on him. You know, he's brought that club back to its feet. We do know that there are only two standalone clubs in the league. And last year, nobody expected him to take him to the grand final. They just missed out on winning the final, but he's definitely a good coach, and why not put your hat in the ring?
A funny comment a few years back, Sardi Kazi, the then Port Melbourne coach, said that a standalone club will never win a VFL grand final. Now, that still hasn't happened. They went down to North Ballarat, of course, quite convincingly last year. But where Gary Ayres has taken this football club, Port Melbourne, as you rightly point out, is quite a credit to him. And I think people in the VFL community know his benefits for a young side, and I think he's got what it takes to actually coach at the highest level again.
Yeah, definitely. He's just a professional in what he does, and he just brings the best out of his players. Although they have a relatively strong list, what Gary Ayres has done for that club has just been amazing last year.
It certainly has been. And speak of the devil, Gary Ayres has just made an appearance up in the Casey radio commentary booth, and we'll welcome him. You'll probably have to give up your roving mic there, Nick. Phil Pearce will go head-to-head with Gary Ayres in our pre-match interview, and we thank the Melbourne coach for his time.
Yes, thanks very much, Tristan, and it's great to have a Hawthorn legend, multiple premiership player, two-time Norseman medalist in Gary Ayres. Welcome to season 2009, Gary.
Well, thanks very much, Phil, and thanks for that kind introduction.
You're not a bad bloke after all, are you?
Oh, sometimes. Only to you, Phil.
Oh, that's all right then. Now, Gary, good start to the season, big win a couple of weeks ago, and then last week a narrow win, but you hung on against Casey Scorpions.
Yeah, we probably had the two extremes, Phil. I thought we played some really attractive footy against North Ballarat, although I don't know where their preparation was really at because they hadn't had a good pre-season. So we'll take a 13-goal win. And then against Casey, well, they probably had to make a statement about what they'd played like, I guess, against Sandringham in round one. So we took that as an ugly win, but, yeah, you can't do much better than two from two.
Now, I was going to ask you, and I know the boys will be interested to hear, you had a sort of a late preparation as far as the old season concerned. What was the reason for that, and what can you tell us about it?
Well, obviously because we made the grand final, we certainly tried to utilise the time for guys that had any post-season operations, and I just thought because we've got a reasonably experienced group in relation to McMahon, Baird, McGrath, McLaren, Fanning, we just thought we'd just give them a little bit more time and just try and really freshen them up. And I think the players play better when they're fresh and mentally ready.
Now, the other thing I was going to ask you brought back John Milhuizen from a couple of years ago, and you've also picked up another recruit in Fabian DeLuca, Adrian's brother. So it's obviously good to have his experience at Port Melbourne.
Well, that's right, Phil. You really know your stuff, don't you, Omo?
Exactly.
No, Johnny actually came back from... did you know he went overseas, did you?
Yes, I did, actually, yep.
Where did he go?
Europe, I believe.
Oh, very good, mate. You've done your homework once again. You can't catch me, can you?
Exactly right, Gary. You're not wrong there. But on today's game, special Anzac Day, 25th of April, and a big one against your old rivals, the Northern Bull Ants. And obviously you want to try and hunt them as much as they want to hunt you.
Well, I'm sure that's the case, and they've been in pretty reasonable form too. They had a good win and then a close loss to Box Hill last week, so we've really got to make sure that coming to the opposition's home ground that we make a statement about the way we want to play, and we did that last week against Casey because away wins are pretty hard to get, and if you can get them in the bank early, it just gives you a fairly good foundation for hopefully the rest of the year.
And one more thing before you go. Obviously, you're pretty impressed with Bonners, the way he's going, and also Stephen Brew, and your whole back line is standing up well, including the young fellow Jared Dalton, who's originally from Box Hill.
Yeah, no, you're right, Phil. He gets a chance too because Luke Livingston decided that he couldn't stay at the club because of work commitments, so it's really important. Hopefully Jared will have a breakout year this year, but Stephen Brew is a wonderful player, and our whole back six really have got a good chemistry and team really well, and the fact that they've only had 9 goals and 7 goals kicked against them in the last 2 weeks means that they're doing their job really, really well.
Well, Gary, thanks for joining us on Casey Radio 97.7. It's always a pleasure coming up to have a chat with us up here in our commentary box. And good luck for this afternoon and for the rest of the season.
You always make it more enjoyable coming up here, Phil. Thanks, mate.
Get on you, Gary. Back to you, Tristan, and we'll see if we can get David Teague, mate.
Thank you very much, Phil Pearce. And thanks to Gary Ayres, who's always very generous with his time. We wish him all the best this afternoon as Port Melbourne takes on the Northern Bull Ants. If you're just joining us, I have the Northern Bull Ants team that has just been handed through to me. Going through in numerical order, number 1, Jared McCorkle. Number 3, Jared Bannister. Number 4, Andre Gianfagna. Number 5, Adam Yakabuchi. Number 11, David Boundy. Number 12, Sean Austin. Number 17, Zach Vansittart. Number 19, Jake Spiteri. Number 22, Luke Morgan. Number 23, Adam Hartlett. Number 24, Stephen Brown. Number 27, Ben Power. Number 28, Greg Bentley. 31, Jordan Bannister. 36, Sean Hampson. Number 41, Mark Austin. Number 43, Jason Saddington. 46, Joe Anderson. 50, David Allard. 62, Chris Yaron. Mitch Robinson in for his first game with the Bull Ants. Number 68, and wrapping up the 22, 72, Brad Fisher. So a fairly good side in for the Northern Bull Ants today. A lot was spoken about the Carlton injuries and perhaps how that would affect the side. They've still got a fairly strong team on paper, boys.
Yeah, they do, Tristan. And Carlton have a stronger team this year compared to previous years. So it would mean the VFL side, the Northern Bulldogs, will be stronger, and a lot of players from the Northern Bulldogs pushing for senior selection, so they'll be hungry today.
Now, Nick, you've seen a bit of the Bulldogs last year. They do rely quite heavily on their Carlton-listed players or Carlton-affiliated players. Which one of those guys do you think can really stand up today, take the game by the scruff of its neck, and really put a hand up for perhaps a senior recall in coming weeks?
Okay, in regard, I just want to firstly, I'll answer that question in a second. I think Jason Saddington's a crucial part to this team. The way he plays usually really turns out to be the way the team plays. And if he has a good game, the Bulldogs generally play well. In regards to which players are very close, I think Hartlett wasn't too bad the first couple of weeks, and I haven't seen Chris Sharon. I just saw him in the first couple of practice matches. I think he'd be pushing very hard for a senior spot. There's been huge drafts on him. He was picked number 7, was he, in the rookie draft, I think, Yaron, or 6. And, yeah, he's one that I'm looking forward to seeing today to display some of his magic.
Now, I think Kane Pollard, the KC Radio Director of Sport, is finally with us, and we wish him a very good afternoon.
Yes, Tristan, boys, and I guess there's no bigger day in football history, is it? Especially in metropolitan Melbourne, Anzac Day, with the big game at the MCG. And I guess I look at today and I feel a little bit sorry for the Box Hill Hawks and the Coburg Tigers, because they made Anzac Day their own in the VFL, and last year we were lucky enough to be out there broadcasting it on the Thursday. This year it falls on Saturday, and they've been joined by Northern Bulldogs and Port Melbourne here this afternoon. So big opportunity, obviously, for these two teams on Anzac Day. Full of tradition, the boys will be out there to really prove a point. The Bulldogs looking to bounce back, and Port Melbourne played good enough last week to beat the KC Scorpions.
Boys, we'll continue that in just a moment, because Phil Pearce has the Northern Bulldogs coach who's been kind enough to join us, David Teague, with him. Phil Pearce.
Thanks very much, Tristan, and with me is the second year coach at the Bulldogs. Unfortunately, he's put the boots away, but it's great to have David Teague up here. Welcome, David, the 2009 VFL season.
Jeez, thanks a lot, fellas.
And also, you're looking forward to a pretty good game today, because you're up against the old enemy in Port Melbourne, and there's certainly no love lost between both sides.
No, you hear all the, especially when you get in the social rooms with all the older guys, they remember it. Obviously, it's probably a new generation now, but I did touch on the history, and I think 5 years ago was the last time, but Port Melbourne and the Bulldogs used to have an annual Anzac Day clash, so it's something for our younger guys to just think about while they're out there.
And what's been the preparation like leading up to this season? Obviously, you started around about November, and what's it been like as far as you're concerned as a coach? Obviously, you want the guys to be fully fit and raring to go for this sort of game, as well as the first couple that you've been involved in.
Yeah, no, our boys are fit enough. Obviously, there's been a lot of game education. The way the game's played now, it's probably not so much one-on-one contest as getting your structures and your team plays right. So we've been doing a lot of training in that area, and hopefully our boys can follow the game plan and we can get over the line.
Now, I noticed you've got one of your assistants in Martin Pike, a former line with you, as well as Robert Mayer running. But obviously, it's great to have a fellow of Martin's experience being alongside you. And how much has it helped you as far as you're concerned?
Yeah, Martin's been great. He's brought real enthusiasm. He's really keen to get into the coaching side of things, and it was an opportunity for him to work with us. So we were very happy that came up. But he's been great. The boys are playing really well out there at the moment, and he's hard at the boys, and he gets their respect. Winning 4 premierships, it's pretty hard not to have the players' respect, which has been great. But he's got along with the young fellas and fit into coaching really well.
And what's it like to have Adam Makabuchi as captain? Because obviously Josh Van Sittard has left after last year, and when he missed a lot of the season due injury, what's his attitude been like, and how's the training been like as far as you're concerned?
Yeah, Adam's been great. He's obviously Josh was an inspirational leader in the way he went about it. It's sort of funny, Anzac Day, you talk about it with players you'd want to go to war with, and he's one, because he'd always put his body on the line for any cause. So hopefully he's enjoying his holiday overseas. But Adam's been excellent. He's quiet in the way he goes about it, but he just leads by example. He gets out there, he gets the job done each week. His preparation, his fitness and that for the season is first class. So if our younger guys look up to him and the way he goes about it, then we're definitely not going to have any issues with preparation for a game.
And Heath Scotland has gone up to the seniors this week after last week's game against Box Hill. Obviously, yeah, it's pleasing a lot of Brett Ratton and the rest of the Carlton Brains Trust as far as everyone's concerned.
Yeah, he played well. Him and Andy Carrazzo both, they came back with the right attitudes, which is what you want as a coach. And I think they had 80 possessions between. Not the possessions is everything, but they tried their hardest. They were very good leaders for our younger players that we have out here. And to their credit, they earned their spot back in the seniors, which is good for them.
Now, one more person I want to mention, a former Swan and then came over to Carlton, and now he's with the Bulldogs on his own, Jason Settington. Bit of an unusual role to see him play my forward, although he kicked 3 goals last week. But prior to that, he played a lot of his football in defence. What have you done to make him as a different role for him as far as you're concerned?
Oh, it's just keeping him interested. Obviously, he'd had a long time in the AFL, but the ability with Jason is you can put him anywhere and he'll do the job. Last year, I tried to play him forward a bit as well because he's very good. Every time he goes forward, he kicks a goal for us. And we've probably had, if anything, our defence has been reasonably solid with our forward line's probably the area we need to improve. So it's been great being able to have him. He's a real leader, the way he goes about training for all the, especially the Bulldogs listed guys. So it's been a great pleasure to have him on board. Assistant coach, he still looks after the defence, even though he's playing in the forward line. But he's been excellent for us and a great acquisition to the club.
Well, David, thanks for joining us here on KC Radio 97.7 FM. It's good to chat with you today. And who knows, we might see you after the game in a winning mode rather than the opposite.
That would be nice.
Well done, David. Thanks very much. And Tristan, it's over to you, mate.
Good on you, Phil Pearce. And thanks to David Teague for his time. Just about to get the boys into the team meeting, so he had to duck off.